I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to the show and happy Friday. I hope this week has been really helpful for you. I hope our practices every single day have sort of helped you get back to your true priorities, maybe shifted your focus a little bit. It definitely has for me. So today for our Feel Good Friday, I have a little practice for you that is very vulnerable. It's actually a very, very vulnerable practice. And you get to choose at the end of it what you want to do with it. Very mysterious sounding, I know. Today, I want you to sit down and give yourself some sacred space to write a letter from your heart to someone who matters deeply to you in your life. When we moved from Aruba to Sweden, we weren't really sure what to do with our home in Aruba. We didn't want to sell the space that had so many memories and offered us a place to stay when we returned to the island. But what else could we do after moving internationally? That's when my husband came up with a brilliant plan. We can become hosts on Airbnb. The process of getting our property on Airbnb was so easy. We were able to ask other hosts for tips and got a lot of great feedback. And Airbnb is really flexible. You just choose the dates you want to host. So if you don't have a full-time rental property like us, that's perfect too. We all know the cost of living is excessive right now, so you can get more out of your space when you host on Airbnb. The added income has been so important for my family and has given my husband a project to manage that he genuinely enjoys. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. So as a spiritual practice, you're going to come to your altar or to whatever space feels more sacred to you in your home. Light a candle, grab your notebook and your pen. So make sure this happens with actual pen to paper, not just on your phone. Notebook and pen, and take a moment to really get clear on and identify someone you would like to write a letter to right now. This is going to be a letter of appreciation, a letter of love, a letter of gratitude poured toward a person that you love oh so much, someone who just really matters to you in your life. And you'll start the letter with dear and then their name, right? So you might be writing to your parents, you might be writing to your mom, maybe you're writing it to one of your kids or to your best friend or your cousin or your spouse, your partner, you know, someone who really matters to you. You write dear and then their name. And then what I love most about you is, and you just start with that. Start from that place of love, something you really appreciate about them. And then from there, just let the words flow. Okay, take your time. See if you can write a couple of pages, at least spend 20 minutes writing a really heartfelt letter. You don't have to start the letter that way. If you're an avid journaler, you know, you will know how to write this letter completely on your own. But if you feel a little frozen, like, how do I even begin? Starting with just that one sentence, what I love most about you is, and then see where that takes you and just pour your gratitude for them out on paper. Write down everything you love about them. Write how much you appreciate their presence in your life. And you can write this to someone who is alive right now. You can write it to someone who has passed away. It doesn't have to be someone who is here in the flesh today. And just see who you feel in your heart right now you would like to write this letter to, because there is something really vulnerable and beautiful about to come forth. And then when you're done, of course, you get to choose. You don't have to share this letter. You might feel like this was so very vulnerable and, oh, you really put yourself out there. But if it feels good, put this letter in an actual envelope and mail it to them. How wonderful. Can you imagine one day no one writes letters anymore? No one receives letters anymore. All I get in the mail is like ads for stupid things and bills, basically. That's all that's in my mailbox. Imagine one day just getting a handwritten letter from someone who loves you. Oh, I mean, what a magical thing to receive and what a magical thing to give away. So if you feel good about it, pop that letter in an actual envelope and mail it to the person you wrote it to. If you wrote it to someone who has passed on, who isn't here in the flesh anymore, you can put it on your altar for a little while. You can bury the letter if you want and plant some seeds on top. You can burn the letter if that feels good. So choose what you want to do. And if you're writing to someone but you don't feel ready to show it to them, you can burn the letter when you're done. The point is the practice of pouring that love from our hearts out into the world. It's a beautiful one to do for ourselves and, of course, a beautiful thing to receive as well. So a letter of love to someone who matters to you in your life. I think this is a beautiful practice for the end of a beautiful week. Thank you so much for listening here today. Have a really great weekend, and as usual, I'll be back on Monday.